Thanks, Dean. My name is Joe and I'm an addict. First of all, thank you for inviting me and having me and giving this opportunity to do this service. I've got 15 minutes, so I'm going to sort of dig in straight away into, you know, why I'm here, you know, why I stay and why I need to continue to stay. As I stayed clean, I discovered that, you know, drug was a symptom of what I suffer from. You know, it's much more than drugs, you know. You know, over time, working through a sponsor, going through the steps, you know, taking people through the steps, doing service, attending regular meeting, trying to practice this stuff in my day-to-day life, you know, having a daily program, you know, having a structure, a discipline, you know, I'm able to see that I suffer from a disease of addiction. And this disease of addiction, you know, is long before I even picked up drugs. You know, aspects of the disease, the spiritual aspect is the self-centeredness, mental aspects is the obsession, the physical aspect is compulsion. What does that mean? You know, for example, just to sort of get identification, what it means, basically, for example, when I walk in into a meeting, you know, if someone says, hello to me, Joel, how are you? You know, my self-centered fear, you know, and I've got this translate in my mind, it translates that you know, they don't like you because they smile at you. You know, it translates, you know, and I go into this obsession and I become incapable of seeing the truth. I run with the lies. And I'm thinking, okay, yes, you know, how am I going to get back? You know, no, I'm not going to come to this meeting. You know, I'm not going to avoid this person, this and that. And it just goes on, you know. So that's the disease, you know. For example, you know, how does it come out into my day-to-day life? You know, for example, with my wife, you know, let's say, for example, we're going to the shopping center. It's a straight road. She goes, babe, turn left. The translator starts. She thinks you don't know how to drive. You know, I'm in one. I'm thinking, boy, how dare she tells me this? You know, I'm the man of the house. I earn hard work and this and that. And all I can see is her lips moving. I can't. I'm incapable of what she's saying next. You know, I'm thinking, nah, babes, how can you hurt my feelings? You know, so I go straight over, you know, and I'm going, driving, and, you know, I become incapable of what's going on. And she stomps at the car, slams the door, you stay in the car, and I'm going to go shopping. And I'm scratching my head and thinking, what did I do wrong? You know, I come to not see, you know, the truth. You know, this lies what comes in. I came with the belief, you know, amongst many other belief that, you know, if there was such a thing as God, he created me as a reject to walk amongst mankind. I hated myself. You know, the disease of addiction was long present before I picked up drugs. When I was a child, it talks about on our literature, the core of the disease is the self-obsession. You know, what does it... I couldn't read or write, you know, when I came in. You know, let alone to understand what it means, you know. That's why I needed a sponsor. That's why I needed to be a partisan member of Narcotics Anonymous in order to understand over time what it means. And over time, I was able to see that, you know, it was long before I picked up a drug. The self-obsession, when I was really self-obsessed to a point, you know, I'm thinking, fearing, obsessing about what people are thinking, reading their mind, you know, to a point, you know, where you know, I'm tangled up, I'm frozen, you know. I'm thinking, what am I going to say? How, you know, without I'm reading people's mind, you know, to a point that I was choking, you know. I hated myself, you know, I hated being me. You know, I would just get me out of this world. That's all I wanted. You know, get me out of myself. You know, and when drugs came along, I fell in love. I fell in love with drugs. You know, I used drugs more and more and more until the honeymoon period was over. it didn't really last long. I kept on changing chops and changing, you know, I just kept on carrying on. Thank God that I found, you know, people like me in here, you know, that where I'm able to sort of see, you know, I'm not alone. There's nothing morally wrong with me. You know, there's a part in the working guide, it talks about in step one, the unmanageability part. There's two parts, inner and outer. So it says, inner or personal unmanageability is often identified by unhealthy or untrue belief system about ourselves, about the world, and the people around us. So it sums it up in a nutshell. You know, internal unmanageability. This is what happened naturally. This is what I'm up against. I've got this disease. It's incurable. I've had to go through my own experience in order to see that. You know, I've had to go through the hard way or the long way. You know, I had a few years clean time in order for me to move forward. I had to move backward, and come back. You know, to see that, you know, I'm up against this disease. It doesn't matter if I get clean. You know, I get well. Everything's looking well outside. Relationship. But inside, it's killing me. And it tells me, shh, don't say nothing because they're going to think you're useless. You're worthless. You know, your recovery is useless. It tells me the lies. You know, the confusion and the contradiction. I can't see through all this stuff. You know, that's why I need the daily program. You know, to help me navigate, live life. You know, I come here amongst my people, I'm all right, I'm all good. You know, when I go outside, I'm in trouble. You know, one of the things that, you know, when I came in, you know, life started to evolve. You know, it's scary even going to work. You know, it's very scary, you know, bridging these relationships, you know, in families, you know. I mean, life happened, life was going on, but I was missing. And coming back, you know, I've got this head, you know, it's very cunning and it's very subtle. You know, my head, when I turn up into family events, my head tells me, look at them. They've got, you know, they're 10 years younger than you, 5 years younger than you. They've got a house, they've got this, they've got that. Look at you, mate. You know, where are you in the food chain? Oh, you got, I can't even see you. You know, I live in a council place and this and that. You know, but it doesn't show me that I suffer from a disease of addiction and that, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones that I'm here and clean and I've got another opportunity at life. You know, another opportunity at life. That's all I wanted. Another opportunity at life. And most importantly, that to feel normal. You know, to feel as one. You know, this connection, you know, it talks about, there's a part I love, sort of sums it up. You know, and the step working guide, in step two, it gives an example of insanity. Insanity is a loss of perspective, a loss of our perspective and our sense of proportion. This is what happens. You know, I thank God that I found a way, the Narcotics Anonymous, you know, through this process, unpacking stuff. You know, I've learned before react, call someone, check in. You know, pray, you know, maybe fire up a little inventory, you know, just to help me process what's what. You know, maybe let me see how I can be of service to another person. You know, one of the most awakenings, you know, the connection that I experienced, there's many different parts of services, is being of service to another person. What our literature talks about is that service gets us out of ourselves. You know, and doing being of service, I feel the connection. I feel my spirit, a spark, alive. You know, I find my purpose, meaning, who I am, you know, and what direction I'm going. It brings me back to here and now. You know, and it's free. It's free. I don't have to rob anyone. I don't have to steal. You know, it is free. You know, and this stuff also, it has a massive impact. Acknowledge, thank you. Massive impact on the people around us. You know, my wife, my kids, you know, my parents, a lot of stuff, you know. It's not been easy, you know, because I've got this translator, you know, constant at it, you know. It's not been easy, you know, but it's been doable. You know, I don't recognize myself today. When I see myself, my life, I don't recognize. How is that possible? You know, I didn't even dream of, you know, that it is going to be possible. That, you know, today I'm going to be a honest husband, a responsible husband. You know, since I've been in recovery, I haven't been disloyal, cheated on my wife. You know, since I've been in recovery, yes, I have reacted here and there. You know, it talks about on our literature practice. It means practice, not perfection. You know, I try. You know, I try to perfect my ways. A lot of the stuff that I struggled with my parents, you know, some of the stuff that I struggled with my parents were a lot of the childhood stuff. You know, my father suffers from this disease. So there's a lot of shock and trauma growing up. So the best way to explain it was like physical, emotional punching bag growing up. But that's not what makes me an addict. It didn't help, but it's not what makes me an addict. You know, what makes me an addict, when I continue this behavior, it contributes to this belief. You know, my disease tells me, yeah, here you go. Yeah, remember this, remember that? It contributes, you know. I thought, how am I going to get to this place of compassion and forgiveness, what this program talks about? By practicing. Even though I never felt forgiveness toward my parents and my father, I just turned up and just practiced forgiveness. You know, and I used this program as best of my abilities to work through whatever emotions that came up, whatever challenges that I had, you know. And now I feel, you know, I can see the other, I'm on the other side, you know, especially with my dad. I can see the funny side of, you know, he's one of us, you know, the nutty, the insane thinking. Me and my sponsor, we just, over the phone, we just sit down and we just laugh and you know, and sort of diffuse the emotions that come up with it. Am I able to be there of service? You know, help my mum, rather than pointing the fingers and putting her down and blaming her, which I did for so many years. Even my first, you know, first time in recovery, every opportunity I got, I blamed them. And, you know, second time in my recovery, what started to happen, they started to experience change, started to practice this stuff in all areas of my life. You know, they saw me trying and trying. And what started to happen when I reached my step 9, so that was my second amends that I made with them, my mum made amends back to me. She said, I'm sorry what I put you through and what you had to experience. I wasn't a good enough mother. And that was as a result of change. Her see me practice this program in all areas of my life. You know, I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to sort of wind it down. You know, the reason I come here, you know, I don't see my disease outside, you know, in me. You know, I come here, you know, you look like a mirror. You know, so I see my disease in you, in you, in you. You know, I see how, where my disease is progressing, you know, how it's setting me up, and what I need to do. And I'll leave it there. Thank you.